We want to share with you once again, it's Bruce from the Willows, and we hope you've had a good Christmas. We hope you have a good New Year. It's been a difficult time for most of us. Some of us may feel like giving up, but you know, we can trust in our Lord, for He will help us. He will hold us in His hand. He will be our rock and our salvation. People talk about having New Year resolutions. If people want to make them, I suppose we're all free to do that. But I believe that the best thing we can do is agree to put our full trust in God. And we know He will help us through the difficulties of this time, and He will help us to see a better future. The thought I want to share with you is about faith. Faith in God. Three short points for you. One, where there is no faith. You know, that means if people have no faith, they are tempting Jesus. They are tempting God, who says He is the only true and living God. Jesus, the only Savior. We have a God in three persons. Father, Son, and Spirit. But you know, people say that when the evening sky is red, it's going to be a good tomorrow. And in the morning, when the sky is red, they say there's bad weather coming today. But you know, we can't rely on that old coming, that old statement. Happens sometimes, maybe, but and we know that looking back into the old times, the time before Jesus came into the world, it was very different. And then when Jesus came, the people wanted a sign from Jesus. They weren't willing to accept Him. They'd already rejected Him. But they were tempting Jesus, asking questions that they thought might trick Him. But their lack of faith did not help them in all of their situations, as we see from God's Word. Number two, where there is little faith. I believe where there is little faith is where people misunderstand Jesus and His teaching. They misunderstand His reason for coming. They misunderstand that God is the only true and living God. You know, they have some faith, but it was a result of ignorance from the truth. They did not know the truth. To really know, we need to learn the truth using God's Word and by following our Lord's teaching. A little faith, oh, you think it may be good, but it lacks so much. And so we come to the third one, number three, saving faith. What do we mean by saving faith? It means, surely, accepting Jesus as our Savior. That's why He came into the world. He who was without sin, part of the Godhead, was willing to go to the cross as His Father wanted. And there He gave His life for us. What a sacrifice Jesus made. And it's wonderful when we come to know Him as our own personal Savior. His own disciples and others were challenged about who Jesus was. They began by saying what others thought about who he was. But the disciples came to realize who Jesus truly was. They were confident. They said, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." So, no faith, how sad. Little faith can misunderstand the whole truth, the whole need for Jesus to come, and so forth. Saving faith. The Christians are those, true Christians, are those who know and accept Jesus as their Saviour and Lord. And if Jesus is our Saviour, and he is, if we repent and accept him, his invitation is to come and accept him, and we will be redeemed. But also, he comes to be Lord of our lives. If we really accept Jesus, we accept his teaching, and we accept the life that he requires from us. He wants us to be his ambassadors. He wants us to be our disciples for the present time. And we have the privilege of sharing his faith with others. And you know, friends, we cannot share that faith. We cannot share the truth of God's love unless we have accepted Jesus as our Savior. Because what we tell people must be true. We must have experienced the invitation of Jesus, who says, "Come and follow me." And so therefore, friends, where there is no faith, what a challenge we've got. We've got a challenge to share that faith with others. Where there is little faith, we shouldn't condemn people like that, but we should help them to understand what they have not realized, so that they truly come to know God and his saving faith. So, my friends, if we have that saving faith, let us be loyal and obedient to our Lord. Let us follow him, and let us share the good news. For I say again, true Christians are those who know and accept Jesus as their Saviour and as the Lord of their lives. Amen.